We've missed a couple of dapim of Chassidus on the daf, so we'll go backwards and forwards and catch up a little bit. There is a famous tefillah of Rav Alexandri at the end of the second Berakah Brachah. So all of the tefillahs that the Amoraim said at the end of the davening, some of them we're familiar with, and some of them we're less familiar with. Some of them we're familiar with from places that are not the end of davening, but nevertheless. There's the tefillah of Rav Alexandri. He says, "Ribono Olam, Golvi Yadol Panach Shiratzenin La'Asos Ratzenecha." It is revealed before you. This is on Yizayin Amud Aleph. It's revealed in front of you, Master of the Universe, that our desire is to do what you want from us. Umima Akev, what prevents us from doing what you want? Sa'or Shibeisa V'Shibud Malchias, the yeast in the dough and Shibud Malchias and servitude of kingships. It should be your will that you save us from these things. And continues. So we've learned before, I think we've mentioned it at least once or twice in different drushes and shiurim, the Pshat and Marasha on this, which is very beautiful and very important to see. Marasha writes that the Sa'ur Shebe Issa is the internal Yetzirah that inflates us, that puffs us up, that makes us feel more important than we should. And the Shibud Malchias, the Marasha writes, is the nations of the world that subjugate us, that make us feel smaller than we should feel. The Marasha's pshat in this tefillah of Rav Alexandri is misplaced pride. That a person feels too much pride in themselves and too little pride in being a Jew. And it should be flipped. A person should feel less pride in being themselves and more pride in being a Yid. Which has a tremendous amount of important nafkaminas for our avodah today. But that part we've learned before. The Tzafnas Paneach is very, very early Chassidish Sefer. It's Rav Yaakov Yosef Polonia. He has a totally different mahalach in this tefillah, and it is a important and unique mahalach. He explains that Sa'or Shebe Issa and Shibud Malchios are the two pulling forces, the driving forces that exist in a human being. He says, it's the activities of the body and the soul. How so? So he says, Sa'or miramis al rotzen aliyah, his chamus v'his lavas. Sa'or shebe isa, the yeast in the dough, is that which lifts a person up. That which makes a person want to go up to Shemayim to be mizdabik b'kodesh baruch hu, to cleave to Hashem, to have a relationship with the Ribbono shel Olam. That it's that desire within the heart and mind of every Jew that wants to stick our head into a sefer and forget about the needs of the world. It's that which a Jew says, I just want to sit down and listen to shiurim and learn and daven and do mitzvahs, and I don't want to be osek and parnasa. I don't want to worry about any of those things. I just want to be a yid. That's all that I want, is to be a yid, which is a wonderful ratzon. It's a wonderful, wonderful ratzon. He says, "Ki aneshama mislahevus tamid la'alos l'mukariv l'shosh l'mala al yidei Torah tefillah v'avodas Hashem." This is the soul of a Jew wants to continuously connect to its source through Torah and davening and serving Hashem. Ach im t'mashach his la'avos hazayis bli gvul. But if a person were to do this without any border, without any boundary, without any measure, yachal adam lesbatul mitzias, a person would cease to exist. Why? Al yideisha an neshama tiskasha b'shar shalemala v'tibulaba. A person would connect to Hashem and just leave the world. Person just checks out, right? Person would say, "I just want to connect to Hashem. I'm out of here. I don't want to be part of the shmutzadik trefa world. I don't want to be part of it. I'm out of here." And it happens. There are people that disconnect themselves completely from the world, and they are not osek in the world b'chalal. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it such that a person has to attend to the needs of their body as well. Their body is demanding. A person has family, a person has a guf, a person has a mind and a heart and limbs, and a house and a mortgage, and a job and a boss. There's all sorts of things that a person has to attend to in the world. Eating, drinking, and making a living. He says, "Hamiram zim l'shibud malchus," and this is servitude. This is a person has to service these things. A person is not exempt from serving the natural physical world. There's shibud malchus. A person has to serve these things. A person doesn't live, 120 years on this planet without serving the needs of their body, without making a parnasa, without making a living, without making mortgage payments. It says, "Kena adam meshubad legufay." So too, a person is meshubad, has to has to pay up for their body. Uvizman she'adam batal me'avedes Hashem, vayisak b'tzarcha gufay. And when a person stops their avedes Hashem, says, "I'm not going to be learning davening. I'm not going to be directly engaged in my avedes Hashem right now. I'm going to take care of my body, my parnasa, my family, my mortgage." The soul is not fully engaged. The soul is resting. And that spiritual intellectual, this is the Maharal's language, nirga relaxes, gets a little bit of a break, right? The neshama puts its feet up on the couch a little bit while the person goes to work. And as a result of that, when you come back to the base medrash, the soul feels refreshed. Soul has a little bit of a break. Person didn't spend, couple of hours or a couple of minutes in the base medrash, and then you go off to work. Now the neshama can re-engage with yeter seis, with greater strength. Person can re-engage in avodas Hashem in a strong way. It says, but there's a danger. A person cannot divorce themselves completely from Ruchnias and engage in Gashmias totally. Because then you drown in the depths of this world. And you lose out. You lose out on anything that you would gain. A person that doesn't engage in Ruchnias at all, just takes month-long hiatus from learning and davening and avodas Hashem in a real way, so that's not positive. That's very detrimental, even though a person is servicing their body. It says, rak ma shehechrechi avuroi v'lo yose. A person has to do what they need to do in an appropriate measure and not more. V'zel v'achayis rotza v'shev. This is what the Navi Yechezkel says, that the chayis are rotza and shev. They go backwards and forwards. Of course, Rav Nachman has a tremendous amount of Torahs on this, and Rav Nosson, of course. That there is a backwards and forwards that exists. There's a continuous tension that exists between the world of Sa'ur Shibisa, of the desire to raise up, to rise up, to connect to Shemaim, and the Shibud Malchus, and the serving of what our body needs, what our physical entity needs. Says Vazaisi Tfilasa Shel Rabbi Alexandri, and this is the tefillah of Rabbi Alexandri, this is what he was davening. Yiratim Lufanecha Shetatzilenu Miyadam. Hashem, you should save us from their hands. What does that mean? Hainu, sha'asa'or lo yale yosemidai v'isbatu v'mitzias. That I shouldn't fly up to Shemayim and cease to exist as a human being. V'chein ha'shibud malchios lo tia yosemidai. And so too the knees of my body should not scream out so loud that I find myself failing and falling in them. But I do everything that I need to do in order to sustain my body, to sustain my physical reality. It says, and then a Jew will be able to do exactly what Hashem wants, with a full heart. And then a Jew is an Oved Hashem in Gashmias and in Ruchnias together. In such a way that a person's physicality becomes a seat, a throne, and a support for their ruchnias. Now, this is a tall order. It's not a pashta task. It's much easier for a person to engage in ruchnias and fly away, and not engage in gashmias. And it's much easier for a person to engage in gashmias and to abandon ruchnias. Says Rabbi Alexandri, that the job of a Jew, what is Ratzon Hashem? Ratzon Hashem is a optimization problem in mathematics. You have to figure out what is the optimal way for a Jew to live. And that optimal way for a Jew to live is with a constant concern of how much do I need to engage in Ruchnias right now and how much do I need to engage in Gashmias right now. And that requires a tremendous amount of introspection and self-awareness. Person has to say, exactly how much do I need to eat right now in order to be physically strong and healthy? And exactly what foods do I need to eat in order to be physically strong and healthy? Anybody that's engaged in training for anything or working out at any point knows that the measurements of things become very meduyak. And the same is true in Ruchnias. If you speak to people that are already trying to push themselves in Ruchnias, you'll find that people are trying very hard to be Meduyik. Exactly how long should I spend on Gemara? And how long should I spend on Chumash? And how long, how much time, and how much Eon? And at what stage of the day is my mind freshest for this particular task? And that is that CEOs in the business world spend a tremendous amount of time trying to chashman the same things. When is my creative time? And when is my checking off tasks from the task list? All of these things are optimization problems. They are avodas in trying to figure out exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from me, which requires a person to be very, very honest with himself and to be very honest with where they're holding in terms of their returns. And that's the Tefillah of Rabbi Alexandria, says the Tzafzan Spanach, is a very deep tefillah. Ribbono Shel Olam, help me to optimize my life. Help me to figure out exactly how I should cheshbon my gashmias and exactly how I should cheshbon my ruchnias, that I shouldn't fall prey in either direction, because in both directions there's a yetzahara. There's a yetzahara to be lazy about the body, and there's a yetzahara to be lazy about the soul. And both of those yetzaharas are big challenges. Certainly in our dar, probably more so than daras that came before us, and Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should answer our tefillah as we daven the tefillah of Rabbi Alexandri, should save us from both of these pitfalls, should be matzliach in finding the optimization. Mm-hmm.